Jordan. There have been stories about you, Phil Savage, Colin, to watch film in the Senior Bowl in this week that you've been an Eagle. How much film have you been able to watch? How much of the playbook have you been able to learn?
You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, usually when I get into film study, I'm usually watching, like, kind of my opponent trying to do a little bit of that. But, you know, right now, essentially my opponent is myself and trying to get to the point where I'm actually, you know, very confident with the offense. So I've been in the playbook more, trying to learn from that. And then just I'll come back and watch film from the practice the day before, try to correct my mistakes.
Your former coach told me the other day, James Franklin, said nobody will outwork you. Talk to me about your work ethic.
You know, I think just the biggest thing, you know, I feel like I'm one of the most competitive guys ever. So I feel like that's what really feeds into my work ethic. I want to be the first guy up, first guy in the building. I want to be the last to leave. I like to compete in everything I do. I'm going to try and eat healthier than you. I'm going to try and go out and practice harder than you. I'm going to try and stretch longer. You know, so it's just, I don't know, it's kind of been ingrained in me over time because my parents were that way, my older brother's that way. So, you know, it's kind of just manifesting to me, and I feel like that's just who I am. So, you know, I feel like, you know, in NFL, you know, everybody works hard, but I just try and give myself the extra edge.
How does it help call yourself a perfectionist, and does it spill over to any other areas of your life?
You know, I'd like to say a technician. You know, to think that you're ever going to be perfect, you know, is that's absurd. You know, nobody was perfect but Christ. So I always feel like I was trying to be a technician. I try to take what the coaches give me, apply it to my game, try to do it to the best of my ability. And things I don't do well, I try to continue to work on them.
Do you think you have more of that edge because you slipped to the second round?
You know, I think that edge was already with me coming out of high school. I think that was really the point where that chip really got on my shoulder because coming out of high school, I had no offers. So it wasn't like I was being looked over by some teams. I wasn't wanted essentially by anybody. So somebody decommitted. I got the offer from Vanderbilt and was able to go. So that has kind of been with me, you know, for the longest. It didn't matter what round I went in, free agency, I was still going to keep that chip on my shoulder and go help whatever team came and got me.
Why didn't you get any offers?
You know, I was kind of stuck in no man's land when it came to recruiting. Had a bunch of big schools that liked me, but nobody had ever gone Division I from my high school, so they were kind of hesitant to offer. And then the smaller schools would come and see, like, you know, Auburn and Mississippi State, Vanderbilt and Alabama at schools. They were like, oh, well, we don't think we'll be able to get them, so they never offered. So I kind of got stuck in the middle, but I ended up where I need to be.
If there was a full team practice tomorrow and they put you in the slot, how many patterns could you run? Could you run what's in the playbook?
You know, of course, I feel like I can run anything in the playbook. You know, it's just going out there, making sure I'm doing the right thing and go do it to the best of my ability.
And do you know it yet? Do you know what the patterns are yet? Or is
I'm still learning. I'm an empty vessel. I'm trying to go in and learn as much as possible.
Does this feel like orientation back in college in a sense, this first week here, getting on the field, learning the playbook, meeting all the coaches and everyone else?
You know, somewhat. You know, in some ways it's the same, some ways it's different. You know, college, you got to deal with classes and all that stuff. You know, when I wake up, I'm a football player. When I go to sleep, I'm a football player. So every single second of the day, I'm trying to get better at being an Eagle. So it's a little bit different. In Vanderbilt, with that school, you got to make sure you go to class, get that stuff down, then come to football. With this, Coach Kelly's made it a great program for the rookies. We're able to come in, learn. The veterans are great. We're trying to watch them, you know, get as much advice as possible, and then go out and practice hard.
When you were coming out of SEC, the all-SEC team, you made it as a junior, and I look up and down the talent and stuff like that. You try to learn from everybody. I mean, have you kind of taken something from all those guys that made that all-SEC team and you know what I mean? Like borrowed something from them to get better?
Yeah, I borrow stuff from all the guys. You know, I feel like I can even get stuff from guys that are younger than me, older than me in the pros or in college. I mean, even coming to play here with Josh, I watched plenty of Oregon games and watched how Josh plays. So now that he's my teammate, I'm able to actually watch him firsthand in practice and try and learn stuff from him too. So, you know, any type of, you know, learning I can get from somebody, you know, I always try and do that.
When you were coming out of high school, what was your plan if someone didn't decommit from Vanderbilt, and did you ever lose confidence during that time?
You know, I knew I could play Division I football, so it was still always my goal. What I was probably going to end up doing was going to try and walk on somewhere and then go make the team from there.
Being as competitive as you are, will you keep close tabs on the wide receivers that went ahead of you in the draft?
You know, at this point right now, I'm just strictly focused on being Eagle. I'm not even worried about those guys. I'm great friends with them. I'm happy for, you know, Odell. I was really good friends with him. All those guys that have gone, Sammy, Mike. But at this point, I'm trying to come in and be the best player I can be here. I can worry about that stuff later.
What compelled you to watch Oregon film?
Sir?
What compelled you to watch Oregon film in college?
Just I love watching players. I love watching different schemes. Love watching just the game of football. You know, I've always just been a fan, kind of, as also as a player. So, you know, whenever they would come play SEC teams like Tennessee, I'd have to watch Tennessee's defense. So then I got a little bit of, you know, opportunity to watch Josh, too.
You caught a lot of screen, bubble screen at Vanderbilt. How do you feel like you do after the catch? Obviously, it'd be a big part of this offense. Is that an area you'd like to work on, or do you feel like it's one of the better parts of your game?
Well, I mean, I think you can always work on different areas. So, of course, you know, that's something I could definitely work on. You know, it's always areas too. But at the same time, I feel like I'm very polished in the screen game. I'm able to take balls and get upfield quickly. I feel like once I pick up speed, you know, it's going to be extremely hard to catch me. So I think that's good. I can definitely get more, you know, a little bit more wiggle. But at the same time, I'm physical. You know, if any way I can get the ball in my hands to go make plays, I'm down for it.
What impression is a lot Jordan. Of physical defenses in the SEC.
Yes, sir.
How much can that prepare you for this level, or is it just going from one level to another, and it doesn't make any difference?
You know, I definitely think it can equip you in some ways because, you know, playing against the strongest, you know, and the best guys in the country day in and day out at practice, then going on Saturdays and playing guys like that too, it can definitely help. But, I mean, we all know it's a totally different level. There's been plenty of SEC receivers that came into the league and didn't do as well as college. So, if anything, I got to go out and practice against these guys and try to have success against them so I can really get ready for the games.
Whether you're in the slot or not, how much pressure do you think there is for you to fill the void, if any, left by DeSean Jackson?
I don't think there's any pressure. Like I said, I'm a totally different player than DeSean Jackson, so I don't know where any of those comparisons will come from. He's a great player. I wish him all the best in Washington. But at the same time, I got to be the best player that I can be. I got to be the best Jordan, the best Eagle that I can be each day. And, I mean, there's not much pressure for a guy when you got LeSean McCoy, Darren Sproles, Riley Cooper and Jeremy Maclin, Nick Foles. I just got to go in there and do my job, and that's it. So that's all I'm focused on. That's all I plan to do.